The House went through a traditional ritual yesterday before passing President Bush's tax cut. It debated the issue in public. To carry the debate, the president relied on an acerbic former college professor from California, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The man who authored the tax bill held up his pages yesterday.
Just say yes on H.R. 3 and relieve your pain.
His colleagues say Bill Thomas is very smart and very willing to show his colleagues just how smart. He's a former political science professor with graying hair and wire-rimmed glasses. Yesterday, Thomas addressed Democrats as though he couldn't believe they'd flunked another test.
It's here. It's in these seven pages. Money so these hard-working Americans can pay their bills with more of their own money.
Bill Thomas coordinated the Republican side of the debate in the House chamber. Plaster sculptures decorate that chamber's walls, images of history's great statesmen. Down below, on the blue carpet, lawmakers seemed absorbed with comparing fiscal policy to food. Texas Democrat Lloyd Doggett said the tax plan would only give poor families enough money to buy a can of beans a day.
In fact, if they've got coupons at the grocery store, you can probably get a couple of cans of beans so everybody will have extra helpings.
Republican Bill Thomas offered a rebuttal.
Mr. Speaker, I anxiously await creating a larger tax cut so the gentleman can add to the canned beans something he's quite familiar with, canned ham.
And Thomas later expanded on his theme.
Mr. Speaker, I'm just a little bit confused now. I thought all we were giving was a can of beans, and now we're depriving virtually every American of a significant portion of their share of the American pie.
Then the California congressman listened to another Democrat. Barron Hill blamed Republicans for cutting taxes before finishing an overall budget.
What this House is doing today is they're trying to have their dessert before they eat their dinner.
The problem is that the federal government's been eating the American taxpayers' dinner for too long. We'd just like to give a little of it back.
Republicans argued that they had to cut taxes before lawmakers blew the taxpayers' money on new spending. That brought forth Bill Thomas' leading opponent for the day. Democrat Charles Rangel wondered why Republicans would find it so hard to restrain themselves.
Mr. Speaker, it amazes me the lack of confidence that these Republicans have in their leadership as relates to spending, but they know best.
His hair slicked back, his yellow tie askew, Charles Rangel faced Republican Chairman Bill Thomas.
Would a distinguished and articulate chairman of the Ways and Means Committee yield for a question?
I would certainly yield the gentleman from New York on his time.
Well, you're not yielding then. That's parliamentary. It's impossible for you to do this. Have you no sense of how this House is supposed to operate? Can you yield to me on my time? I ask you to yield.
Gentleman from California.
That's unfair.
Though Rangel didn't get to make his point, Democrat John Lewis got a chance later.
Republicans are playing with the numbers. It's deceptive. It is a sham. It is a shame.
Republican Bill Thomas did have a way of choosing his facts. When accused of cutting taxes for the rich, Thomas cheerfully answered that the plan gives every taxpayer the exact same tax cut. And that's true for this year. In the next 9 years, the rich gain more and more. Thomas buried such details in sarcasm.
Because if you ever looked at the bill, it would have told you it starts now if you vote yes. Vote down the motion to recommit. Start taxes now. Vote yes.
There was never any doubt that a majority of lawmakers would vote yes, and nobody seemed to enjoy himself more than Bill Thomas. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Capitol.